on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci. Mike's hopper's been moved across the country to Vegas.
I know. Yeah, he's been here a few days. I haven't even got to see him yet.
No?
And Ike's here too, but it's like Ike's the morning person, Mike's the night person.
Have you seen Ike yet?
Uh-uh. And he leaves on Tuesday, so we're going to have to do something.
Get it together, people.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ran a marathon.
I know. It's so funny because Ike is doing all the healthy things. He ran a half marathon.
That's you in the opposite.
To Death Valley. You know, he's doing all the healthy things. Him and his wife get up early. So Mike, like, he's always drinking beer and at concerts and gambling.
He's
sitting here. He didn't even realize he's on the show.
I know, but I love it.
He's going to go hiding back in the hopper here in a second.
He's had that much to drink.
It's so funny, though, to see their contrasts of their respective visits.
Mm-hmm. I know. That is pretty funny. Good one.
Yep.
Hopefully the three of us
see, now he's gone quiet again.
Together.
Shouldn't have said anything.
I know, you shouldn't have. Yeah, I heard he's been having quite the time, so at least he hasn't been arrested yet.
He's tempting me to gamble.
It doesn't take much.
I know. Well, because he won. He, like, his first night here, he won a lot, and then I was like, well, I want to win a lot, too.
Because that's the way it works in Vegas, that just because somebody else wins, you're going to win, too.
Uh-huh. He's a bad influence on you. Huh. That's a good thing he doesn't live there.
I've been good. I haven't went out yet.
No, that's good.
There's still time.
So have you caught up with Mike at all?
Nope.
No, not yet.
Oh, so you haven't caught up with either one of them. I thought you did with Mike, but not Ike.
Trying to get it to see them both at the same time.
It's Mike and Ike.
Yes.
The candy guys.
By now.
I bought them some candy.
They broke up, you know.
But I haven't seen it to give it to him yet.
Poor Mike and Ike.
That's funny. So what's going on? Has anything at all changed? Feels like
they've actually been being nice. They dumped all that stuff on us at once, and they haven't released anything new.
They couldn't have had anything left at the moment, I don't think.
I don't understand why they don't pace themselves.
I know.
You know? I just never have understood that.
I've enjoyed
it. Why all the same day do you put out stuff?
And I think they get deadlines or something and they have to release X number of things by this date. I don't know.
Yeah, that should be rethought. I don't know.
Well, it's like with this arena coming up, you know, in a normal situation, we should be really excited for it. And I think the general feel is, oh, no, not something else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of speculation. On what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
All we know is it's five dudes in a picture and you get to click on them five times.
Yep.
So far that's it. We'll see what happens.
But a lot of people think it's like going to be something like the Vegas tournaments and it's propelling the rumors that Vegas is going to shut down.
Oh.
Which I wouldn't be surprised. Like if I didn't have that, all the Vegas achievements, I would be focusing on trying to get those just in case that does happen.
I speculate. I mean, obviously, I think that'll happen at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think there's any big secret that, you know, I mean, they've shut down many of the other districts and some of the ones that are early staples of the game, you know, the Cubas, mm-hmm. the Moscows and the Bangkok. So then why would it be a stretch that eventually, well, and heck, Italy, if you didn't delete it from the toolbar, it'd still be there.
But I like my theory. I came up with the theory that, okay, the first destination they closed was Cuba. And it was like a series, like it's like New York. And then when Vegas hit, that changed the layout. Mm-hmm. And then they got rid of Italy. And like, I think that maybe they're going to keep one of each type of layout. So then maybe the next destination would be Chicago if they keep Brazil.
I don't know. I think the only reason why they may be lingering on to Vegas is strictly for the stamina jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, I think actually they can solve quite a bit of problems for themselves if they'd actually just take the time to rebuild New York in the same style as, you know, what they now have with London and Chicago and everything else.
I think they'd rather just do away with it.
Yeah, and then eventually shut down the other cities because you wouldn't need it as long as you're offering some alternative to burning, you know, those stamina, you know, in a faster way. Well,
maybe the arena will offer that.
Maybe. You know, that
maybe some stamina jobs in it.
Yeah, when we proposed before, you know, on the show too, was what if they went ahead and just created an extra button on each job in the energy levels that has a stamina burn button, and you, you know, it costs you so much stamina to use that button, and every job could be a stamina job. It doesn't have to be individual jobs.
That would be nice.
That'd be the ideal solution. Then you have choices. You can burn your stamina via jobs, or you can burn your stamina via fighting, or you can burn it via robbing. And
then choices are good.
Yeah, and then you use your energy to, you know, do your jobs, and then maybe there'll be something else that you can use your energy for later on down the road other than just jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that would be the ideal, the best of all worlds. And I think if they, you know, if they wanted to later bring back the Cubas, the Moscows, the Bangkok and stuff like that, then just bring those out in the same style as what they feel comfortable with this new, you know, these newer cities being. I don't think that I mean, I'm guessing, of course, but I don't think that down the road they're going to come out with a brand new city that has a whole new layout and scheme again. I find it hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know, I personally preferred the Italy / Vegas style.
I liked how it informed you of, like, when you needed something, there was a link to go get it.
Yeah.
It told you how many consumables you had, how many you were using. It showed you when you got top mafia bonuses. I hate the new layout doesn't do that.
Right. But see, that's all stuff that's all stuff that they can put in there if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, they don't see the importance of why that's important to players, because that would be easy enough to do. And then that's how you put back in things that people really liked about some of the others. Personally, I like the idea of knowing what all the jobs were, stamina or otherwise, you know, right off sort of a pick menu down the sidebar. I prefer that map, that district map versus the buttons that just tell you, you know, where to go.
Yeah.
But that's me. I mean, I preferred that particular style. I can live with what it is now because it's easy enough to work with too. And, you know, with our additions to the toolbar to create the extra menu buttons.
Because you had to make it tolerable.
Yeah. Well, then it made it a lot easier to get around through it. That's why I said that's what I liked about the old one was the navigation was down the left-hand side. You click what you wanted to go to and you were right there. You know, and so we ended up having to add buttons later to sort of give that same thing, except for the buttons are across the top. So for each of the districts.
Anyway. Very nice, too. Thank you.
I like those buttons.
I do, too.
They come in handy.
Yes, very helpful.
Anyway.
Once again.
We haven't had a lot of new stuff. I talked about the Raven in the toolbar last time.
I still haven't seen him.
If there's anything else.
I've beaten him 3 times now. He comes for me like every 2 days. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that.
Yeah,
he's so elusive. He likes you.
I almost missed him. I didn't even see that I had activated him. And it was down to like 1 hour left.
Yeah, that's the only problem if you do run a fight script and it does activate him. You might come back and find. I think Martin had that happen. He saw he had 24 minutes left.
Oh, bummer.
You can beat him in 24 minutes if you got your consumables saved up.
I wish there was a way that the assassinator could, like, detect when the banner's added. But I don't see how that would be possible because it would require a page load probably. Yeah, but Ike's cool. desktop notifications, I believe, tell you when the banner hits. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I think whatever the Serena is, I think we're going to know soon because if you've been collecting your power cards, mm-hmm. you know, I was excited to do my blog post. I have 229.
So right, do you really?
230 is the max. And I want to see if something else is going to happen, but I have to wait till the reset time. But I think once people start mastering this, it's just, to me, it just seems like it's a sign that something's going to happen soon.
Well, that's what you would think with it popping up in your face every time you load the game.
Yeah, I thought like the minute that you get to this completed screen and the arena notification comes up and says it's open.
Then something's supposed to happen,
right?
That it's
actually open at that time. You know,
I don't think that's the case because I know a few people that have gotten there.
Yeah. So it's like the old, it was like the passports we had to have to get into the new destinations.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. It
opens. Or that whole London is burning thing.
Yeah, right. It acts like it's going to open up for you, but it really doesn't until afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You just get to feel like you've completed one more thing for the Click Monkeys.
I only have 131. God, Jen.
Well, I wanted to make sure I got those images right away so I could mm-hmm. post them.
Of course.
So I've done what I needed to do every day. And I find they don't drop very well for me in the Brazil, Chicago, and London areas. So to get my 10 from doing jobs, I've had to resort to going to New York and running repeat job on like a 31 energy job.
Mm.
And then I'll get the 10 and then I'll go back.
Well, you are diligent.
Yes. But I came up short. 229. I needed 230. And you can't buy them. So there's nothing I can do about it.
Now you've given Zynga an idea to how to sell them.
I know.
One.
Well, I said great. That. You know, with that image, I said they missed a money-making opportunity because, like, people are curious enough that they probably would have bought them.
Mm-hmm.
I would have.
I got 145. I'm not even close.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not too far behind you then.
You guys don't care about stuff like that, though.
Well, I am curious about this. I mean, I don't know. I'm curious. But I haven't been very...
irritating. Go ahead.
Oh, I think when they do roll it out, maybe that's going to be the criteria to get in. So those that didn't kind of gun it and try to master it right away will have more incentive.
Yeah, but what's going to irritate the hell out of me is since there's no timer on it or anything letting you know when it expires mm-hmm. is I'll get to like 229 like you said, and then all of a sudden it'll disappear.
That could happen.
I know. And then I'll be pissed off because I missed out on the grand prize. By one stupid power card.
No, I think that's going to be the ticket to get in.
Okay.
I'm just guessing, but it would make sense because they did that, I believe, with London. You had to collect so many of those things.
Yeah.
Well, and some of the other little district things that we've done, we've had to collect this and that.
But it's hard to say how they're going to roll it out.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what I'm afraid will happen to me. My flipping luck.
But you're supposed to not care because... You're Mr. 11 is the new...
Yeah.
Gold is the new ruby.
Gold is the new ruby. That was the funniest thing. Yeah, we're talking about the werewolf event. And I'm like, you know, because I haven't gotten any rubies. And I don't worry too much about the icing as long as I get my daily 150 for the family and stuff like that. And so we're talking about, you know, who's getting rubies and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't even have any. And I'm like... Well, I guess that makes gold the new ruby.
I only have one ruby werewolf and I have 6 ruby hunters.
Yeah.
But then the rest of mine are gold and silver. And it's annoying because the ones that don't help your score just seem like a waste.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, of course, if you're not online, you're not going to get anything.
Right.
Which kind of cracks me up how this event works. It's like if you use scripts, you're... at an advantage. If you kind of go overboard in extreme measures to get ices, you have an advantage.
Yeah.
So if you're just a normal casual player, you're kind of not going to get much from this event. I haven't cared enough to try to put that much effort into it.
Yeah. No, you sounds like you put more effort into
the arena.
No, the farm wasn't that Farmville 2? What's the Cityville 2?
Well, you know how I said I was gonna find a way to cheat? I did, and it's like, oh my god, it's beyond cheating. It's like amazing what can be done. And I will post about it. I'm trying to decide if I should wait till the cross promo starts so they don't fix anything.
I thought of you when we saw Wreck-It Ralph today.
Oh, really? Why?
Because it's just funny about the glitches in the game. It's a cute movie. I think you would like it.
Yeah, that was actually a very good movie. I saw it on opening day.
Did you? It was good. I did think of Jen, like, with glitches. I just thought right away. I don't know. It's an animation, but Jen's so animated. I went there. Mm-hmm. I think she would like it, though. It's funny.
What's it called?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. The premise is it's a really old game from the 80s. And the guy that's the bad guy in it doesn't want to be a bad guy anymore.
And so he wants the better treatment.
So he jumps games and goes to another game to be a better guy, you know, a hero. And everything goes kind of downhill.
It messes with the code of all the games. And that's when I started thinking about Pete. And I'm like, oh my God, you people are in my head. I'm like, Jen would be all over this glitch.
I do like glitches.
Yeah, so it was, you know, it had a lot of video game characters like, you know, Pac-Man and Q-Bert and Sonic the Hedgehog. There was like video game characters from games that I'd forgotten about even.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd enjoy it.
I think it's fun to have glitches in these other games because there's no consequences. Like, it's one thing in Mafia Wars. I'm always iffy to use a glitch because I'm like, well, if they roll me back, are they going to take stuff that legitimately I earned?
There.
But like for Cityville or Farmville, I don't care. Roll me back to zero. Like, it's not going to make me cry.
But back to Mafia Wars.
But I feel bad because this whole weekend, I hardly played Mafia Wars at all. I was so Cityville. It's addicting once you start.
Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't stop.
That's pretty crazy.
I wrote no blog post, but nothing's happened. So I think I needed a break from it all.
Have you spent money at Cityville?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I know. I don't have to see.
I was just talking to.
Because she found the Grinch, as Chester would say.
And I will let people know how to do it. And I have to thank the Ass family because they're the ones that figured it out. We used the same thing we used for Farmville 2 and we applied it to Cityville. And actually, I have to thank, he'll be my shout out. He's the one that really found it. And then we figured out the easiest way to do it.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I know. I just don't want them to fix it. But actually, the game itself isn't that bad. If they just make it like get to level 12, I think people can do it in a day.
Right.
Without cheating.
If they make it level
20, it would take a little while, but it's not too difficult like some of these other games that you really had to put in the time.
Mm-hmm. I really just don't have the interest. And I have in the past done some of the crossovers, but.
No, but do you have the Pinterest? No. Just kidding.
Oh, but if I teach you how to cheat, you'll like it. I don't care what the game is. If you can get away with cheating, it's fun.
You are so funny.
Even tic-tac-toe. Like, if you could always win and cheat against someone, you would keep playing it.
But then you can prevent the end of the world, like in war games.
Oh, that's true. There would be no winner.
Joshua.
Thanks, Pete. Bring her down now.
The reference to Joshua. Anyway, who was that guy that played that character? The actor.
I don't remember.
Oh man, that was
my brain's on NyQuil. I can't think.
He also played Inspector Gadget. He's done a bunch of stuff on Broadway. He's married to that girl from Sex and the City.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I can't think of.
Oh God, it's gonna drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Someone could Google it. I'm sure there's a computer.
I'm sure that'd be.
You think one of us might?
Genius. Anyway. He was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Hold on.
Jen, to the rescue. Where's Mike in the hopper?
He's Matthew Broderick.
Matthew Broderick, yes. That's who it was.
Anyway, oh, well, that
makes
sense.
Has nothing to do with Mafia Wars. I was just tossing out an aside.
It's funny because my boyfriend thinks that I can Google anything. He'll go, look this up, look that up. I'm like,
you're a looker-upper.
I wonder what actually happens if you Google anything.
It would probably give you like wiki definitions
of anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just was thinking.
I'm going to Google it right now and I'll tell you. There's websites called anything, Wikipedia, the definition.
There you go.
Nothing exciting.
Dang. I was hoping.
Some YouTube videos.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. What'd you find, Jen?
That what I just told you.
All right, then. Well, what else we got? Anything? I really don't have anything new over in our shop.
Not much has happened.
I think our pink toolbar drama settled down now that the golden toolbar's back.
It was funny because I noticed every time I loaded the game, the toolbar would flash pink and then go back to what it should be. Mm-hmm. So I asked, I said, is it just me or is, like, I'm still getting the pink flash. I like it, but it would make the leaf types go nuts. And I guess Martin had to fix something in the code to stop it.
Yeah.
But that would be funny if there was a reminiscent flash.
I think there was. I think the default color was still, might have been pink on the changeover day instead of the golden. He probably changed the golden toolbar color, but didn't change the default one that's normally just black for people that don't have the golden toolbar. And it was probably still pink.
You did that on purpose.
That's funny. Nah, not on purpose. So.
Well, anything else?
I have a few things that we should mention.
Go ahead.
By all means.
Well, they did announce that, you know, when we said 13 games were shutting down and the big rumor was Mafia Wars was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to say, no, we're not. Well, two games that are shutting down are Treasure Isle and Fishville. And they're offering
Fishville. What all happened to my fishies?
I never played that one. I did play Treasure Isle. Most of us did, but I believe if you blocked it, you can't get a compensation package.
Oh, there is one?
Yeah, it wouldn't give me the option. Now, some people have said they reloaded it again and they got one, even though they did block it.
Mm.
And I do have, I have been talking to somebody who was able to apply for the package.
Hmm.
So, but they haven't said what it is yet. He sent in their email and then they gave him a reply back. And nothing yet.
Yeah. I wonder what that is.
So you should try if you played Treasure Isle to get those stamina refills. It's possible. I blocked it though. So the problem is when it asks you for permissions, it won't do that anymore. So if you've blocked the game, it looks like you don't play it and they don't let new players play. But by December 5th, these games are going to be gone.
On the deadline.
Yeah. And one more thing. On the last show, we talked about a server crash.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people lost days of progress.
Right.
Well, Zynga did compensate them in-game. Like, it was ridiculous. Some people got, like, 6 reward points. Some people got 32, 38. Some people got over 100. I don't know how Zynga came up with these numbers. But it's nothing that close that could comprehend what you lost. You know, you lost progress on your properties, districts, werewolf event, all this stuff going on.
Yeah, it all hit at the wrong time for a server crash, for sure.
It's just a bad timing. But they did say, and the people that did contact customer support were told that they were still working on it, so it is possible that these people may get all their stuff back. I don't know how that's going to work because it's been more than 2 days. So any progress that you did make, you would have made up for by now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a mess to me. And I feel bad for the people that were affected by that.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of people?
It was everyone on one server. There were enough comments to indicate it was kind of a lot of people.
Wow.
I would have went livid.
Yeah.
I would have blocked my blog and refused to play until they fixed it. I would be vindictive about it. But I understand things like that do happen. But I think if they are going to compensate with reward points, they should kind of do
a something standard.
Better. Yeah, because that's a lot of loot loss, especially if you had a lot of werewolf and vampire loot. They should at least extend some of these events, like the property. And speaking of that, those who have been on the VIP program since the beginning, mm-hmm. they're going to hit gold benefits like tonight. And one of the gold benefits is a 5-day increase on your property timer.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure if that's going to affect the car wash or not.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's, I'm going to be watching the clock and see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what they will do.
I don't know.
You'll have to tell me. I'm not VIP.
Well, it'll be funny if they don't. I can see people now be like, they said this is a breach of contract. But the gold benefits aren't that great. At least in my opinion, they're not. And that's about it.
There you have it.
Word. Anybody got a shout out?
I'm just going to give a shout out to Spocks. Spock on. And all the other peoples out there that like the Spock stuff. Spock on. Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
Nice, some quick, easy answer. Shout out.
Spock on.
Minus to Demetrius Shamarakanu.
Wow.
I probably said his name wrong.
Have you been practicing all day? That was pretty good.
And to Fauzia, because she helped me. We really put in some time with the Cityville stuff.
It sounds like you really
are. And I know nobody cares about Cityville right now, but when the cross promo starts, they will. And right. We should be able to show you how to get there easily.
Nice. Very nice.
And to all the asses.
I'll give a shout out to SA because I never think about it. Yeah.
Who's Sons of Anarchy?
No, Social Assassins.
Oh.
I'm surprised Mike didn't come out of the hopper on that one.
Are they against Mig or something?
No, it's actually mostly all old Mig.
Oh, okay.
But I heard the hopper stir.
Sounds like he's snoring.
Yeah, I know. He might have fallen asleep because we had to wake him up to do the show. All right. Well, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing too.